Video, Kirk Cameron draws extremely passionate crowd for Story Hour, We Are Just Getting Started. By Amy Furr on February 9, 2023. Actor and author Kirk Cameron's book reading at a library in Savannah, Georgia, drew a packed house of parents and children on Thursday. We were blown away by the attendance with only a few days' notice. The crowd was extremely passionate and enthusiastic. We had to do multiple readings because of the crowd size. Brave Books Chief of Staff Zach Bell told Breitbart News of the Chatham County Public Library event. A photo shows the long line of families waiting to enter the building. Cameron recently shared an infographic advertising the reading along with guest musician Coffee Anderson. Next to his advertisement is one for the I Will Always Love You Night of $1,000 burlesque and drag show at Club One. Cameron then challenged his followers with, Parents, this is the choice of entertainment Thursday in Savannah, Georgia. Which one will you choose? Cameron's book, titled As You Grow, centers around a tree's growth and teaches children about love, joy, and gentleness, per the Brave Books website. A group photo shows Cameron and his guest holding copies of the book with smiling children and parents surrounding the pair. The crowd also sang the national anthem with their hands over their hearts and enjoyed some special music. Anderson said, When I heard that Kirk was going to talk to kids in a public library about America described as Freedom Island, I knew playing my song Mr. Red, White and Blue was a perfect fit. Not only did I play for the families, I shared my story on why I love America and how to protect our freedoms no matter what age. The crowd was excited, eager, attentive, and fun, he added. Meanwhile, Bell said Cameron and Anderson are fighting for the hearts and minds of the next generation. Today we did it in Savannah, but we're going across the country. This Freedom Island Story Hour tour is a revival. This revival starts in the houses of families, not in the White House. We're just getting started, he added. In December, families filled the Indianapolis Public Library's main branch to hear Cameron read his book aloud, according to Breitbart News. The event happened after the library organization denied him the opportunity to read his book for Story Hour. However, the organization later caved and the event went forward. Following Thursday's event, Brave Books CEO Trent Talbot said, Left-wing activists are creating new pages in our history books every time they mobilize. They're making history with riots, looting, and vulgar actions. It's our turn to write some pages. The Freedom Island Tour gives families a chance to mobilize and make a difference in the lives of future generations. Only, when we mobilize, as demonstrated today at Chatham County Library, the force we bring won't riot, or loot, or sexualize children. We are providing meaningful messages with engaging and entertaining content that's appropriate for all ages. We can keep going, but only with your help. Subscribe at bravebooks.com to be a part of writing meaningful history.